Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. So, it's been a minute since the last podcast, and I don't really have a good excuse except for I just don't have time. I'm working. Sometimes I'll just work straight through the night to my morning meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning, but sometimes I'll be, you know, take a nap around 6 a.m., then get back up at 8 for the meeting. But that's pretty much how it goes. And if I'm not working my normal job on the computer as a software developer, then I'm working on the house. I only have until the end of the month to finish the upstairs. I'm putting in one of the last floors today, of the floors that matter. You know, I need to finish my office can wait until whenever, but the bedrooms, the storage room, the bathroom, I've been sanding and painting and doing mud and drywall, and it's just a never ending. It's literally never ending. Like, I have to finish by the end of the month because I have visitors come in, and so I have to move my oldest daughter has to move upstairs in what was going to be the guest room, and then downstairs, her room is getting turned into a guest room, and all that has to be done before the guests come. I did take 2 weeks vacation a while ago. It's been a couple weeks now. And during that 2 weeks, I basically just worked from sunup to sundown on the house. And I got a lot done, but there's still a lot to do. And right now, it's just so busy at work. And then if I'm not working, then I'm working on the house. And the kids are on vacation right now from school. They're not in school, so, you know, that's another headache. And with a newborn, we had a newborn in June. Not in May. Sorry. See, I'm losing track of time. In May, we had a newborn, and so it's just been really hectic. Life is getting in the way of, you know, I took 2 weeks off, and my original plan, it's really hard for me to take vacation because anyone in the software development industry knows you're always behind. You're always trying to catch up, and then if you take vacation, you're even more behind, you know. I could literally code 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I would still most likely never catch up. So it's just, it's really hard. I always, you know, go into the new year with vacation left over from the previous year, you know? And it's just been difficult. I kind of feel like I've been going a little crazy lately. Obviously, having schizophrenia, it's hard to tell whether it's just normal crazy or legit more crazy. It's sometimes really hard to tell. I haven't been, like, depressed or anything. It's just so busy that you just don't know what to do with yourself. And I've thought about literally every day for the last couple weeks. I was like, man, I really need to do the podcast. Man, I really need to do the podcast. Oh, I'm going to do it. Oh, but I need to get this done. I'll do it later. The infamous "I'll do it later" means you will never do it. If you think about something that you need to get done and you say, "I'll do it later," you might as well just say, "I'm not going to do that." So, like, I actually went to bed early yesterday. Early. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. But then I was up at 8 working again. So, it's been hectic. What was I saying about the. Oh, so I took vacation 2 weeks, and it wasn't really vacation. It was, I just need to get more shit done, more work done on the house, which I did not get everything I wanted to in 2 weeks. And before I took the vacation, I said, even though I'm gonna be working on the house, I wanna play golf every single day. I haven't played golf in like 4 weeks. Like, that's my main goal in life right now is to get good enough at golf to go professional. Obviously, I'm not good enough, but simply because I don't play enough. If I played every single day, I can tell by just how I'm hitting it. If I play once a week, I don't hit as good as if I play every day. On the times where, I mean, since the little one was born, I haven't been able to play pretty much. And when I do play every single day, I hit so much better, like ridiculous better. I don't know. I just don't have time. If I did not have my normal day job, a few things would happen. One, I'd have more time to get better at golf and maybe get my dream sooner. I'd have more time to finish the house, but I wouldn't have money to pay my bills. So, it's give and take. I feel trapped. And I felt like that over the last few months because I keep getting hit with crap. So I'll share some of the personal details, I guess. But over the last 2.5 months, I've just been kicked in the teeth repeatedly. Our heater was broken over winter. The guy who installed the heater, knew about it, refused to fix it, and finally he came to fix it, and he waited until, so from November to April, he knew about it, but he refused to come do it. He kept saying he'll come and then never showed up. Well, because of that, we found out why was because he installed two pieces wrong. He installed the compressor valve backwards, and the exhaust for the compressor was closed. He forgot to open it. So the heater would air out, and then we'd have to go clear the air 5 times a day, and then it would have to heat back up. So it used way more electric than it should have. It was using 200 kilowatt hours a day. After he fixed it finally, it dropped from 200 to 20. Now, what does that mean? It means our end of the year electric bill was normally we don't have to pay any at the end of the year. This time they wanted 4,000. So that was a $4,000 bill that we weren't expecting. Plus, they raised. Because of how much they don't care that the heater was broken, that's why we used more. The power company said, no, we're gonna just up your monthly bill to $1,000 a month from 200. So we're fighting that. So that's creating a lot of stress right there, financially at least. And then not even 2 weeks later, my wife's clutch goes out on the car. That's another 1500. And it's just like one thing after the other. Just shit. Like, it's like, how do you not stress out about life just one thing after the other hitting you? And so I'm dealing with all of these financial strains that are coming out of nowhere while trying to get all my work done on the computer, while trying to make time to work on the house, and I can only work on the house when the little one's not sleeping or when she's not here, because otherwise I'm gonna be waking her up with the saw and everything. It's just one thing after the other, just shit piling up. And it's like, I hate stress. That's the only reason I hated the army. Like, I miss the army. I love the army. I love being in the army, but I hated the politics and the stress. I don't deal with stress very well. Like, stress makes me physically ill. I don't like it. I like woosah. Just, I try not to stress out about anything. I try to just deal with it. So when you have stress, you just deal with it. Like, you don't think about the stress part of it, you think about solution part of it, you know? Well, what can I do? Like, obviously, for the financial strain that we've been hit with over the last 2 months, I've basically been just selling anything I could. I closed out my investment account, which was stupid, but it had to be done. And then, which it wasn't very much in there. I hadn't had it open for that long, so it was only like 3 grand that I pulled out. And then I sold my bike for 1400, and I'm trying to sell some other things, and it's just like just trying to stay afloat and trying not to stress out. And like, I don't know. It's difficult. It's been difficult. That's why I haven't been doing the podcast, because I've just been overwhelmed with life right now. It would be different if the podcast was my job. It like if I was doing a podcast like Joe Rogan, and making not even close to the amount of money he makes. If I was making like 5% of what he makes, then I would obviously not have to spend, 8 hours a day doing, or 12 hours a day doing coding, and I could just do the podcast, once a day. So if I was making money doing the podcast, then it would be coming out every day. But the fact that I'm not saying this in a bad way. I'm just explaining why I don't do the podcast every day. Is I'm overwhelmed. I have too much to do, not enough time, too much stress, And for me, it's bad because with schizophrenia, so I have chronic PTSD and schizophrenia. Those are my two underlying conditions, right? Well, some side effects from schizophrenia is depression. It 90 plus percent of people with schizophrenia also have depression. So I don't have depression because I have depression. I have depression because I have schizophrenia. And it normally gets worse the more stress that I'm under, and so I try not to get stressed about things. And suicidal thoughts and everything like that can accompany it as well. And so I really struggle and try to keep my thoughts good. And when life gets hard, then I cut out anything that's not absolutely necessary. And so the podcast kind of went to the side for the last few months simply because I went into survival mode. And when you're in survival mode, you can't help others. You're trying to survive. And it's been rough. Yeah. I'm getting stressed just talking about it right now. I feel it physically right now. Deep breaths. I've really wanted to play more golf. I love golfing. A lot of people get stressed when they golf. Man, I love it. I don't even care if I'm playing bad or not. I love golfing. But it's been raining for like 3 weeks and I haven't had time to go anywhere. So even if I made time, I really don't feel like going and playing in the rain. It's literally rained every single day for 3 weeks. There's even a part of Germany got 30 centimeters of hail. Like, it's ridiculous. But I'm going to finish this coffee. I'm going to go finish the floor. I only have one more row to do. And then I got to get back on the computer. Because we're having some issues, and I gotta get some more testing done on why the issues are there. Yep. But I haven't talked to y'all that much since the baby came. She's awesome. Another girl. I mean, the only reason we had a third kid was because I was hoping for a boy. And my wife knew that I wanted a boy, so we decided to have a third kid and another girl. So now I have three girls. Lucky me. But that's just life. I mean, that's having kids, raising kids is, I think, best accomplishment of my life. You know, the raising good kids is a lot of work and it's rewarding. You know, when I'm holding the newborn and she, you know, she smiles at me or laughs and stuff, and it's just, or when one of my others, you know, gives me a hug and says, you know, I love you, daddy. It makes it all worth it. You know, it makes all the work and the stress of having kids and raising kids, it makes it worth it. So, yeah. I don't know where I was going with that. Just the fact that, you know, it's the little things in life that you have to appreciate, you know. I could sit there and stress all day about how financially fucked I am right now. I mean, we're staying in there, you know. I'm still able to put food on the table, and my bills are paid, but it's rough right now. And I still have things that I need to do that I haven't done. But I don't know. I know it's Wednesday now. And I know for a fact on Monday I meant to do the podcast and then didn't. And then on Tuesday, same thing. Today's Wednesday. Almost happened again. Because it's already late. Normally I do them in the mornings and it's already 4 p.m. So I didn't have a very good message for this podcast. I'm sorry about that. It was more of a podcast to explain where I am, how I'm doing, why y'all haven't heard from me in a while. And hopefully, I want to say, yeah, I'm gonna get back into doing a podcast, 5 days a week. It only takes 20 minutes, but it's rough right now. I'm mentally struggling right now. And so I can't say that it's gonna happen that I'm gonna do it. I just don't know, I'm not in a place mentally where I can do it. Hopefully I'm there. I mean, work is gonna be work no matter what, so that's fine. I think once I finish the work on the house and I have less to do, less to stress out about, and I think once we get over the financial strain we're in right now, once all of that's paid off, I think I'll be in a better place. But it was just one hit after the other, and it takes it stress-wise, makes life a little bit difficult. Anyway, hope you guys are having a easier time. Hope you guys are moving forward. Just hang in there. Like, if you're having a rough time, just hang in there. It gets better. Like, I'm not even worried that it's not gonna get better for me. Like, I know it is. I know it's gonna get easier. It just sucks when you're in it. It sucks when you're in the moment, when you're trying to deal with all the stress, trying to deal with everything, it sucks. But once you get through it, it's better, And I know it's gonna get better. I know I'm gonna be playing golf later this year. I know it's gonna get better. It just sucks while you're doing it. Anyway, and also, I still have the studio to do. I have a library slash studio that's still not finished. But I have the other rooms that are more important right now, I gotta get the rest of the upstairs finished first. The library and stuff will be last, basically. One, because of time, and two, because of money, because I checked the prices on wood and I need wood for the shelving in there. And I need wood, money for the flooring, and I need money for the balcony for wood. I need some wood for the balcony. I need wood for the shelving in the library, all of that stuff. I need money for the outside of the house, the spray concrete that goes over the bricks. In German, it's called verputz. I don't know what it is. It's basically like concrete they spray over the bricks, and then you paint over that. The balcony's not got that on there, and we've gotten quotes from multiple companies, and they want like 9 grand to do it, and we're just like, fuck no, we don't have that right now, not with everything that's happened. And the shelving. The wood for the shelves is like $18 a piece, and I need like however many 20 pieces, so that ain't happening. The wood for the balcony is easily 500. It's just shit. It's just like I don't know how to. I can't pull money out my ass, I've been trying to figure out ways to make money, Even like doing YouTube videos or something like that. When I was playing golf every day, I was making the TikTok videos. because it's real fast. You know, take the video, boom, boom, upload, done. YouTube, you have to spend a little bit more time on the videos. So I haven't done too many of them yet. I haven't done any of them. But when I was playing golf, I was recording every time I went to play golf, which I haven't had time to play in the last, you know, 2 months. So I haven't posted any new content on those. So obviously those don't make any money either. I need to not spend any of my time on anything that doesn't make money right now, you know? If there's a, I'm not making any money obviously working on the house, but of the time that I do have to do anything, it needs to only be something that can help me, because unless I start making money doing something else other than work, you know, it's just going to stay difficult for the next, you know, 6 months. So that's it. That's all I got. I promise the next podcast will not be another one of these explanation style podcast. I'll actually have something legitimate to talk about, talking about mental health. And I went a little bit longer than I wanted to. I only wanted to do like 15 minutes and it's almost 30. So if you're still here, you got too much time on your hands. No, I'm just kidding. Love y'all. Have a wonderful day.